chapter 5 in your Bibles very quickly tonight. James chapter 5, we mentioned this verse just a couple of weeks ago, and I just wanted to, is thinking about Christmas caroling, and we are just going to be here for a few minutes, and then we're going to go out and do some caroling tonight. But James 5 and verse 13 says, "Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms." The last week or so, especially the last couple of days, we've been going around handing out these new gospel tracts, and it simply says, "Merry Christmas" on the front. And how many of you will go along the next couple of weeks and tell people, "Merry Christmas"? And the idea behind that is we want to wish someone a Merry Christmas. Is anyone merry? Is anyone cheerful? Does anyone have happiness or joy in your heart? Then we want to encourage others in that. And on the back of our gospel track, it's got a great message, a very simple gospel message on the back from Romans chapter 5, which, by the way, we were there this morning in the message. And so, is any merry? Let him sing psalms. The idea of Christmas caroling, some of you have kind of grown up in church doing that every year, going around to spread some Christmas cheer. Most of us have seen it or been a part of it at some point in our lives. A long time ago, what we call caroling today was called wassailing. Has anybody ever heard the old song, "Here We Come, I Was Sailing"? Have you heard that? Amen. And my kids have this week. it comes from the Old Norse "Vas Heil," and it means good health or be healthy. And it was something that people used to do back in the 12th century. They would go around in the early days of England. They would travel from house to house, and they would go from place to place wishing someone good health. And so they would go there, and they would maybe take some food and some things, and there was a spice drink that they used to take around called wassail. Has anybody ever heard of that? Amen. Yeah, I thought that's just something they had at Silver Dollar City. I didn't know that was a thing, but wassailing really is referred to as drink, but it's something they would do. They would mix this up, and they would take it from house to house. And some of you are going to be grossed out by that, but they would share it from house to house everywhere they went. And it was an idea of just sharing good health and well wishes to other people. And here we come with wassailing. Really kind of that song has morphed and changed over the years. And now the song that we know a little better is, "We Wish You a Merry Christmas." Amen. Right? And it's changed over the years. Back in the oldest recorded song that we would consider a Christmas song, according to history, was in Roman, a bishop in Rome refers to a song. We don't have the song or the lyrics or anything about it, but a bishop later in 129 wrote about a song that the early churches used to sing called the Angels' Hymn. And so the early churches before 130 AD had a song that they would sing about the angels. And what do we sing? Angels we have heard on high. Amen. We sing so many songs about the same things. Listen, it's something that's been going on very early in the church. And it's kind of interesting because in the early church, in the medieval days, in the high church days, they had very liturgical songs that were very I don't know how to describe it, but they were written in Latin, and the common people didn't understand it. So they got to where they didn't like those kind of songs, and so you had some more common folk songs that the people sang outside of church in their own language. And when you look at history, what happened is by the 13th and 14th centuries, those two worlds kind of came together, and by the 18th century, they became very, very popular, where you had those high church liturgical songs in Latin, and you had the common folk songs, and it kind of came together to more like what we have today and the Christmas carols that we sing. And all I'm trying to get to today is this is a merry time of the year. In the midst of all of the trouble and all the sin and all the darkness in our world, we still have joy, we can still have happiness, we can still have a merry heart. Amen. Because Christ came. Amen. To save sinners, among whom I am chief. And we ought to have a heart of rejoicing today, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as we go out as a church tonight to spread a little Christmas cheer, because we have joy in our hearts, because we are merry, we can sing psalms to the glory of God and to the encouragement of others. And can I just encourage you, not just tonight as a church going out caroling, but every day, every day, that we would have the joy of Christ and we would spread that joy through singing and through telling others of who Christ is and what he came to do. Would you pray with me tonight? Merciful Father, thank you for the great privilege that we have. Lord, I'm overwhelmed that we have the freedom to go out into our community to preach the gospel, to sing praises to you. And I thank you so much, God, for that freedom that we have here. And I pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ and other places who do not have that freedom, that you'll give them grace and strength to continue, and that the gospel will continue to spread everywhere on this planet for your glory. Lord, especially in this time of year, I pray that you would give us joy in our hearts in the midst of our trials, in the midst of sorrow, in the midst of pain, in the midst of the darkness and sin of this world, that the joy of Christ would fill our hearts, that your joy would remain in us, and that we would bear much fruit to your glory. Please be with those who are unable to get out, and we pray that your mercy and grace would be upon them, that you give them healing and grace and strength. And Lord, please just help us to take the light of Jesus, the joy of Christmas, into this world, especially these next couple of weeks. Please forgive us when we get discouraged, when we allow the darkness of this world to creep into our own hearts and minds. God, just fill our hearts with your light, with your love, and with your joy, and help us to share that light and love and joy with others. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.